Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, guys. We are getting ready to start the Pray for Las Vegas prayer. We're just making sure everyone can get called in and connected. How you doing over there, Mariah? Okay. The guest call-in is 319-527-6208. I do have the chat open for anybody who's joined us by link. We're making sure that everything's still working. And waiting to get the go-ahead to pray around Las Vegas. Can you use the QR code to connect that way? Will you check to see if okay.
Hold on.
It's working for them. Hi, guys. I'm just doing a quick test to make sure that you guys can actually hear me and can be heard. You want to say hello?
Hello.
Excellent. Welcome. Okay, Mariah's having a little bit of trouble getting on there in her car, but we will go ahead and start with our prayer momentarily. For any of you who are joining us from home, I want to thank you for joining us. And first of all, I want to thank you for loving our city and praying for us. I'm going to go ahead and mute our guests here. I'll let you guys know when you're live and when we're ready for you guys to pray, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
All right, Las Vegas. Well, we are so thankful to join you today to pray for Las Vegas. I am Felicia. I'm your host normally for Dynamic Word Bible Studies. This is not one of our official broadcasts for Dynamic Word Bible Studies, but you can catch us on Wednesdays at 9 a.m. We would love to have you join us for our Bible studies. Mariah is working on logging in right now. Hopefully she will be able to join us for prayer. I've got Cross here in the car.
What's up?
you guys probably know him from the show. I'm really excited to have him. I'm also joined by my husband, Joe.
How you doing, everyone?
And I am joined by my daughter, Caitlin. Are you going to say hi? As usual, Caitlin is saying hi very quietly, so you can't hear her. So, guys, I just want to start out reading a couple of scriptures as to why we're doing this. We're really excited to be here today and to get an opportunity to pray for our wonderful city of Las Vegas. Not everybody can live in Las Vegas. It is one of those crazy places, but we know that God has put us here for a reason, and that part of that reason is to bring the good news to Las Vegas. Mariah, we're going to go ahead and start driving, okay? All right. And I want to start out reading some scripture. We're going to start out with Jeremiah 29:7-11. And I'll just read this aloud for you today. But seek the welfare of the city where you have been sent into exile and pray to the Lord on its behalf. For in its welfare, you will find your welfare. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, do not let the prophets and your diviners who are amongst you deceive you. Do not listen to the dreams that they dream, for it is a lie that they are prophesying to you in my name. I did not send them, declares the Lord. For thus says the Lord, when 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will visit you. What I really want to talk about here is this last one. Verse 11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, plans to give you a future and a hope. And what I think is just amazing is that we live in Las Vegas, one of those cities that's known for not following God, for following their own ways. And God really wants to see a beautiful future and a hope for our city. We are sojourners here on this earth, and so too are we sojourners here in Las Vegas. We know we're supposed to look different from the world and the worldliness of Las Vegas. So we want to take this opportunity to pray over Las Vegas and see God change the way our city is. Secondly, I want to pull up 2 Chronicles verse 7. Chapter 7, verse 14. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. So today we're going to join together and we're going to pray and ask God to heal our land. We're actually starting to navigate right up to the freeway. We're going to be traveling the 215. If you know anything about Las Vegas, the 215 wraps around the entire city. So this is our opportunity to cover our city in prayer. Take a short little detour for those of you who are following us. Lord, I want to thank you today. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your presence in this place. Lord, we can be in the darkest of places and still be covered and filled with your presence, Lord. You go before us, you go behind us, you go beside us, and you're within us, Lord. We're so thankful for your presence as we pray for Las Vegas. And God, I want to start out by welcoming our guests. Their phone number ends in 9094. You'll hear a beep when you go live. I'm going to go ahead and sit back and allow you guys to get an opportunity to pray, and then I'll take over when you're done, okay? Welcome, welcome. Please introduce yourself as well.
This is Delphina, the Minister Delphina Julia Willock, and I'm a licensed minister from Freedom in Action.
Welcome. Welcome, Delphina. We appreciate you being here. And friends, guys, go ahead and take it away and pray.
You want me to pray for the school?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm Sherry with Freedom in Action. I'd like to pray right now for Clark County School District, for all our students and staff, administrators. Father God, we pray right now, Lord, for protection for our children. Lord, we pray for wisdom and understanding. Lord, we pray that as they go to school that they would learn, that they would not be afraid, Lord God. We come against all those principalities and powers of the air that would distract, that would harm them. God, just place your hedge of protection. Place your angels around these children and the staff, Lord God. All the schools, the elementary, middle schools, high schools, Lord God. Lord, that they would learn, about the word of God. That they would not be afraid to speak the word of God. That they would be praying or not be asked for God. Father, we praise you, Lord, right now for what you're going to do, Lord. We thank you for what you've already done, Lord. We just thank you for the opportunity, for the education of these children, Lord. Many countries don't have the education. We do have it in Nevada, Lord God. We thank you. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
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 Anyone else want to take over there?
Okay, one more person. Go ahead, Mama. This is my mom next to me. Her name is Norma. She's a servant of God, and she's
Norma.
For human action as well, and everything.
That's a great title, servant of God. I love that title. That's perfect.
Yes,
welcome,
yes.
Norma.
But that's the thing changed.
Yes.
So, but also I wanted to say that too. God always has a plan. He gave us a wonderful blessing, even after the passing of my husband. Our ministry helped us so much, and we always say God works in mysterious ways, and Jesus knows, too, where to always have the best blessings for us.
Yeah.
Under his will and the plan and our faith, strength, and relationship with him grows very much in our hearts. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's amazing.
That is wonderful. Yes.
Anybody else want to pray for us?
Nope. I think we're good.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and put you guys back into listen mode for now, and I'll check back with you before we're done, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Thank
God bless you guys. Thank you. Thank you for joining us in prayer today. God bless.
Oh, yes. You're very welcome.
All right, so Las Vegas, we're going to keep praying for you now, Lord. We're thankful for your presence, Lord. I want to pray for all the believers in Las Vegas, Lord. I want to pray for every church. There are a lot of churches here I have understood that there are more churches here than there are casinos here in Las Vegas. And so I want to pray for every church that's active in Las Vegas, Lord. I pray for the pastors that are pastoring there, Lord. I pray for the servants that are there, Lord. And I pray for the clarity of the gospel that's being shared, Lord, that that you are able to work through those ministers, that you are able to build up the body of Christ, that we're being equipped in our churches to be able to go into our community and to go even onto the strip, Lord, and to bring your presence and to bring your word, Lord, as faithful servants and ministers, Lord. I pray for you to send workers for your harvest, Lord. I feel like Las Vegas is ready for the harvest. It is ripe and ready for harvest because we've just been through so much at this point, Father God. And I just pray that you send workers who are prepared to have uncomfortable conversations about you and to tell people how important it is for them to come to Christ. Lord, I pray that you bring boldness to all the believers here in Las Vegas to share your gospel, that we are, that we know that we're ambassadors of Christ and that we take that role seriously, Lord, that we're able to bring your word, bring your presence, and bring opportunities to serve other people. Lord, I pray that you help us to be your hands and feet to this city, Lord, that you allow us to be able to bring your good work to projects and to places where people need to know you more. Father, I pray that you show us ways to be able to attend the lost and the broken in this city, Lord. Give us opportunity to be able to work in their lives and minister in your holy name. Help us to pour out a fresh anointing on the believers, Lord God. I know that there are things that you want us to do. There is work that you have for us, Lord. And I know that your anointing is going to be purposeful for that, Lord. I pray that you give just a freshness and a newness to what we bring, Lord. You have already said everything in the Bible that you intended to say, Lord, but let us bring it to this generation. Empower us to be able to bring your words powerfully to this generation as we look over the city, knowing that this is where we're asking your spirit to move, God. We pray that people are bringing dreams, that the believers are having visions, Lord, and that we have prophecy, Lord, that we are able to bring the words of your mouth to a new generation and to a new people here in Las Vegas. Lord God, we pray for your Holy Spirit to reign supreme in our valley, God. There is so much spiritual warfare and so much spiritual battle that really entrenches Las Vegas around these mountains, Lord. There's just a battlefield, Lord. And I pray that your Holy Spirit can be felt and can be known from every corner of the city, Lord, in every home that we're seeing over the valley, in every schoolyard, in every church, Lord, that it's your Holy Spirit that reigns. God, we pray for unity in the churches, Lord. We know that you are unified in the Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, that you're unified in action and in thought, Lord God. And so I just pray, Heavenly Father, that our churches are also unified so that you can work miracles through the churches, so that your presence can be known and felt, Lord, so that we are reflective of you here on earth, God. I pray for revival amongst the believers, Lord. I pray that every believer in this valley just be urged to their knees right now before you, Lord, that wherever they're at, Lord, that your Holy Spirit fill them and that they feel like they just have this need to have to be before you, Lord, that they feel the importance of wanting to be in your presence and wanting to love you more and to be closer to you, God. We pray for you to draw our hearts to prayer. We ask you to open our eyes to see what you see in this Las Vegas Valley, Lord. We know that you see things differently than we do, and we're very practical, and we see things in reality. We see our circumstance. We see what's happening around us, God. And, Lord, I just pray that you open our eyes to what we need to see in you. Open our eyes to opportunities to serve you, for opportunities to love on other people. Lord, extend the love that we have for our fellow creations here. Every single person is created in your image, Lord. There's not a single person that was ever made that doesn't bear your image, God. I pray that you just give us a heart of love for everyone that we interact with, especially the difficult people that we interact with, Lord. That when we want to feel angry, when we want to be frustrated, when we want to have road rage, when we want to lose our tempers at work, whatever might be going on, Lord, that you just extend a heart of mercy and grace and love and forgiveness, Lord, that we understand what you gave for us and how you loved us, Lord, and that we extend that love to you, Father God. So we pray that you open our eyes to opportunities, Lord, that when you call us, we go. When you ask us to work in ministry or to go and talk to somebody or to minister to someone, Lord, that we take that opportunity and do it, Lord. Allow us to always say yes. Help my answer to always be yes to whatever it is that you ask me to do, whether I feel like I might look foolish, whether I feel like I might sound, you know, strange or like a Jesus freak or crazy or alone. Lord, let me take the stand. Let my yes always be yes to you, Lord. Let me always be available and have a heart open and willing to serve you, Lord. God, I pray for the pastors in the valley, Lord. It's Sunday, and they've just gotten done ministering, Lord, so I ask that you refresh them. I know a lot of the pastors that I know who I personally invited here didn't come, and the reason they didn't come is because this is the time that they spend with their family refreshing after a long, long time of serving in their community, and they deserve that time of rest and reprieve, Lord. So I ask for refreshment for all of them, Lord. I pray that you gird them for battle, Lord. There's a spiritual battle that is going to take place here in Las Vegas. It's been taking place, Lord, and we are going to engage in that battle, Lord. We are going to ask for you to turn Las Vegas over to yourself, Lord. We ask for you to call Las Vegas to yourself and that you win Las Vegas souls. And we pray for our pastors to be strengthened and prepared for that opportunity, again, that they would be suitable workers, prepared for the harvest that is about to be brought, Lord God. We pray for them to have fellowship with one another. Pastoring is one of those jobs that's very difficult because you're up at the top and you're alone. It can be a lonely path, Lord. So I pray for pastors and for ministers and for anyone who is running a ministry in this valley. It's a tough place to minister, and it can feel a lot of times like you're not making progress, Lord. So I pray for rest. I pray for fellowship for them. I pray for uplifting for them, Lord. I pray for encouragement for them, Lord. I pray for hope for them so that they can see the hope that is in this valley, Lord, that you want to take this valley back. You want this Las Vegas Valley to worship you in spirit and in truth, Lord God. And so I pray for those pastors to be refreshed, to be renewed, and to be ready as you bring revival to Las Vegas. Lord, I pray that you give us courage to pray big prayers. Sometimes we, as believers, we shy away from praying the big prayers, praying for healing, praying for miracles, praying for your works, praying for your Holy Spirit to move. We shy away from those because we don't want to look foolish. We don't want to be the person who said that God was going to do something amazing, and then we were left wondering why it didn't happen, Lord. And so we pray that you teach us to pray those big, bold prayers and to pray them without ceasing, to believe that your word is right, and what it says you can do, you can do. What it says I am, Lord. Help us to mold our identity with that of Christ. Help us to not seek our own way. Help us to walk away from sin, Lord, and to cling to you, Lord. I ask you to reveal any sin within me and within anyone else who's listening and praying fervently for our valley, Lord. I pray that you reveal any sin that we have, Lord, and that you help us to repent of that and walk away and turn away and walk in holiness before you, Lord God. I want to be able to walk in a way that's pleasing to you, that honors you, God, that represents you, God, so that I'm a proper representative and ambassador for you, Lord, but most of all, so that I'm not in rebellion against your word, that I'm not in rebellion against your kingdom, Lord, but that I'm walking in unity with you, God. We ask boldly that you move in power, that you manifest your presence through signs and wonders, prophecy, healing, and knowledge in this valley, Lord. we know that the way that Jesus ministered was that he was able to show who he was, his identity. And since we've melded our identity with Christ, Lord, we ask that we're able to have manifestation of that, both through our lifestyle, through our repentance, but also, Lord, through your workings, Lord. We're willing to ask boldly for you to move in big ways in our life, Lord. I want to pray, Lord, that you will continue to manifest yourself through this generation, Lord, so that they'll be able to see a fresh and renewed spirit. Lord, we know that that often happens in revival. And then, Lord, I just want to pray in our valley, Lord. Matthew 18:18 says, truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, Lord. And so we're taking that at your word. We're going to proclaim that what you have said in your word there, that you meant. And so, Lord, we are going to start binding the enemy here in Las Vegas, in the Las Vegas Valley. So, Lord God, I want to pray to bind the darkness over Las Vegas. I want to pray to bind the spirit of deception, Lord, that's been here since the very beginning when Las Vegas was established. It wasn't established on your word. It was established on greed. It was established on crime. It was established on false doctrine, Lord. And we want to bind the spirit of deception. We cast it out in Jesus' name. It has no place in our valley, Lord. I pray that the veil is lifted over anyone's eyes who don't understand and know the name of Jesus because they were deceived, Lord. I pray for that spirit of deception to go in Jesus' name. I pray against the spirit of false teaching in our valley, Lord. God, in Jesus' name, I bind it. I cast it out. It has no place here. It has no place here, Lord, that there be clarity to the gospel, Lord, that we have a pure gospel that's taught in this valley and that people know Jesus and they know the Lord and that the false teachings that have been taught in the past don't keep people away from Jesus. Lord, I pray against the spirit of greed and bind that and cast it out, Lord God. I pray that generosity fill the hearts of everyone in Las Vegas, even people who don't know you and don't believe in you yet, that they just have this heart to be able to give rather than to receive, to stop thinking about themselves, but to start noticing others, Lord God. Give us a heart that's soft towards our fellow men here. Give us an opportunity to be able to serve one another and a heart to do so, Lord. I pray for soft hearts for those people here in Las Vegas who maybe have always experienced greed and have always struggled with greed. Lord God, I pray for the spirit of lust in this valley. I bind it and I cast it out in Jesus' name. Lord, I am not just talking about the physical lusts that are clear when you drive down Industrial Road just behind the strip, but Lord, I also pray against the lust of power. I bind that and cast it out in Jesus' name, Lord, that we would all operate in humility, that there would be a renewed spirit of not just humanity and loving one another, Lord, but that there be a renewed spirit of gentleness and of grace, and that the lust that has been driving Las Vegas for so long, Lord, just be cast out to the pits of hell where it belongs. Lord God, I pray against the spirit of covetedness. Lord, I bind that and cast it out in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that people just be gracious and grateful for the things that you've given them, that we learn to have a thankful and just a grateful heart before you, Lord God. I pray for the spirit I pray against the spirit of hopelessness and depression. I bind them and I cast them out in Jesus' name. Lord God, I pray life over this city, Lord. I pray an opportunity for people to be renewed in you, God. I pray that your spirit and your word just bring renewed hope and life to this city, Lord. Just as Adam received a breath of life from you when he was created, Lord, I pray that your breath of life come across this valley in this day. Lord God, I pray against the spirit of brokenness, Lord, that there are some in this valley who just feel that they're too broken, too far gone to be able to know you. I bind that lie and I cast it out in Jesus' name. Lord, that everything that you have done is sufficient to be able to bring salvation to every single person, regardless of how far away from you they have rebelled, Lord. I pray that you bring the healing salve of your salvation to those people in Jesus' name.
I pray against the spirit of addiction. I bind it and I cast it out in Jesus' name. I pray against the spirit of addiction where pornography is concerned, where gambling is concerned, where drugs is concerned, sex and alcohol. I bind them all and cast them out in Jesus' name. You have no place here. I command that you lose your grip over this city. Lord God, you are supreme. You reign supreme, and only you have the legitimate authority to rule this city and to be supreme in this land. We worship only you alone, and we cast out those spirits in Jesus' name. Lord God, we pray against the spirit of rejection. Lord, we pray that those people who have felt rejected in the past and they've felt rejected even by you, but they've felt rejected by their father figures, they've felt rejected by those people around them, we bind that spirit. We cast it out in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we ask you that you fill them with a desire to be with you and to know you more, Lord. We stir up in their hearts an opportunity, Lord, for them to be able to know you, God. We pray for you to chase after their hearts like that hound of heaven that C.S. Lewis describes, Lord God, that they might know you more. Lord God, we pray against the spirit of rebellion. Lord, we bind that and cast it out in Jesus' name. Lord God, we pray for that, not just for unbelievers, but also believers too, Lord, that we become Christians who honor you in every way, shape, and form, God. We know that that's the original sin, was rebelling and wanting to do things our own way, Lord. So I pray against that spirit, Lord, and that you would bring again a spirit of unity, a spirit of submission to your ways, Lord, a spirit of being able to just fall so in love with you that we have a oneness with your mission and with what you've asked us to do in life. Father God, we pray against secular humanism and all forms of idolatry in the valley, Lord God. I want to pray against those and cast them out. I find them and cast them out in Jesus' name. Lord God, we know that you're the only God. We know there's only one. We pray that we as a people are able to come before you, Lord, that we're able to know you better. Lord God, I pray that that whether the idolatry is in the form of false religion or if it's in witchcraft or worshiping the creation or worshiping self, it seems to me in this valley that the biggest problem is self-worship, idolatry of that kind. Lord God, we're not God, you're God. So, Lord, I just ask that your spirit prevail and teach everyone here in this valley that it's not us that's in charge, Lord, but that it's you that's in charge. Was there anybody else who wanted to pray against any dark spirits in the valley? Did I get it covered? Okay. Cross says I've covered basically everything so I can move on. Lord God, I want to pray for leadership in the city of Las Vegas. Lord, I want to start from the top. We're going to start from Governor Lombardo. We're thankful for his leadership and for the opportunity for him to serve the state of Nevada. Lord God, I don't actually know Governor Lombardo. I don't know what his religious preference is, Lord. So I just pray right now that you reach to wherever he's at. You know where he's at. God, I just pray that your Holy Spirit move in his heart right now, Lord God, that if he doesn't know you, that he will know you. But if he does know you, Lord, that he will know you more, that he will draw to you more, that he will become the kind of man who will be able to usher in a season of just your glory being known from one end of this valley to the other end of this valley, which clearly is quite large because we're still driving. Lord God, this drives longer than I thought it was. Lord God, we are so thankful that we do have a governor and new leadership in this valley, Lord God. We're thankful for his heart to serve Nevada, Lord God, and we pray that you partner with him, that you help to bring his heart into alignment with what you want to see happen in Las Vegas, Lord God. We pray for Mayor Carolyn Goodman. Lord God, we pray that she know you, that she have a deep relationship with you, that she have an abiding love for you, Lord God. Lord, we ask that you chase after her heart, that you bring her into full submission to you, Lord God. It's so important that these people who are making laws over this land are able to pray for us, are able to love us, and are able to walk in submission and humbleness before you, Lord. We ask that all these people on this list learn to walk humbly for you, Lord. I'm going to lift up our area council people for the city of Las Vegas by name. Councilwoman Seaman, Councilwoman Olivia Diaz, Councilwoman Frances Allen Polensky, Councilman Cedric Creer, and Councilwoman Nancy Brune. I pray for those individuals, Lord. They're the ones that are making our city laws, Lord, and I pray that they have a heart to bring Las Vegas into alignment with your plan, Lord, that they have a heart to help end a lot of the just darkness that's happened in Las Vegas, Lord, and that they bring your light here. Father God, we just pray that your Holy Spirit come to them, that your Holy Spirit renew a spirit of hope for the valley, Lord, that they want to see revival happen here, that they want to see your spirit move, Lord, and that they make a way. Father God, they're in a place and a position of power and authority over the city, Lord, and we ask that they are in alignment with your plan and that they continue to push through and make a way, Lord God. God, we want to pray for the Metropolitan Police and for our first responders, Lord. We want to pray, Lord, that they have a soft heart towards the people of Las Vegas, that they see people as people and that they love them, but they also want to keep the integrity of law and they want to keep people safe. Lord God, that's such a hard balance. We pray for soft hearts towards our law enforcement and our first responders. We pray for their safety. We pray for them to be able to continue to do their job, and to do so without injury or without having any cause of harm. Lord, we pray for their families that are sacrificially sending their family members into, like, the very real line of fire, whether it's into an actual fire or whether they're operating as policemen or whether they're ambulance drivers. Lord, that we pray for those families that don't know when they send their spouses into the line of fire, whether or not they're coming home safely that night. Lord, we pray for peace over them. Lord, we pray for peace over law enforcement, and we pray for peace with the community in law enforcement, Lord, that we're able to see them with respect and also that they're able to respect the people that are underneath them. Lord, that there's just an overwhelming love for one another that surpasses everything, Lord. And the order is brought because of the heart of love that the city of Las Vegas begins to have for one another and for the respect that we begin to have for one another. Lord God, we pray for the firefighters. They work so hard. They really are heroes in our eyes. And Lord, we pray for their safety. We pray for their health. We pray for God, for you just to be with them as they move forward and do the tasks that you have called them to, Lord. We pray for those people who are working in the medical field, Lord God. It's been a rough couple of years, Lord. We ask for refreshment for them as they've been in the hospitals working so hard. Obviously, we're just getting out of a pandemic, Lord. We pray for the first responders and the ambulances, Lord. We pray for their safety. They're always going into situations that they don't know what's going on, Lord. We pray for them to be able to bring health and wellness to the community, Lord God, and we pray that they do it in a God-honoring way, Lord. We pray that they come before you every morning and every night, Lord, that they ask for what your assignment is, Lord, and that they trust you for their assignment for their day. Lord God, I want to go to the city of North Las Vegas. We want to pray for Mayor Pamela Goins Brown. We want to pray for the councilman, Isaac Barron, Councilwoman Ruth Garcia Anderson, Councilman Scott Black, Councilman Richard Trujillo. I don't know if I said that right, Lord, but him too. Lord God, we want to pray for the city of North Las Vegas. We pray specifically over North Las Vegas for mothers and fathers. Yes. Thank you, Mariah. I got a message, and I will hit that as soon as I'm done with this. Lord God, I want to pray specifically for the city of North Las Vegas. North Las Vegas has had so many financial struggles, Lord. I want to pray for a blessing for them. With so much transition and so much movement, Lord, it's been very difficult for their finances, Lord. I pray for abundance in finance for the city of North Las Vegas to be able to keep the families of North Las Vegas safe, to be able to make sure that they have enough first responders and police officers in force available to their citizens, and that they have good services available for their citizens, Lord God, to keep those streets safe for those people. Lord, I pray for their city government that they're able to find ways to balance their books, Lord, but they also operate in wisdom and discernment, Lord. Not just that more money comes in, Lord, but that they are good stewards of that money and that they are able to find exactly where you mean for it to be put, Lord. I pray for the people who are in charge in that city, Lord, that they would be in submission to you and operating according to your will, Lord God. Caitlin, can you hand me that again, please? Mariah is somewhere in the city. She was trying to log in to join us but had some trouble being able to get on. So this is her prayer. We're going to be praying specifically for mothers and fathers and children of families to be empowered and to be restored to the gospel, Lord. I want to spend a little time on that, too, because that's really important, Lord God. I pray that you turn the hearts and the minds and the souls of every father and mother in this city to their children, Lord God, and the children to their families, Lord. I pray that there are so many institutions that try to create an us and them mentality between the teenagers and the young adults with the older generations, Lord, and it's not meant to be that way, Lord. You have meant us to have relationships with our Pauls and with our Barnabases and our Timothys, Lord, that we're supposed to be in mentoring relationships, in mentee relationships, and in peer relationships, Lord, across the board. And I pray that those are restored, Lord. I pray that the hearts of the fathers, they work so hard, God. We know that they're working, Lord, but we pray that they just have a desire to become those masculine, amazing figures in their families and in their households that are called to be, Lord, that there's not a place where they are just consumed with their own needs, their own selfishness, or even just tiredness, Lord. Sometimes they're just tired, Lord. I just pray that you give them an extra burst of energy, that they find their renewing strength with their family, with their children, with their wives. Lord, I pray that wives just turn a heart of love and respect to their husbands, Lord God, that you restore that family unit, Lord, that they create an environment which is good for everyone, where everyone wants to come home, Lord. So much of the way that the household feels has to do with the attitude of the wife. And so I pray that she understands how important that is for her, that she create an environment that is a safe environment for everyone in the family, Lord. I pray for the hearts of the children to be turned back to their parents, Lord, that the very first people that you intend and allow for us to all be able to turn to is our mom and dad, Lord. And I pray that you allow children to see this continued need for that, Lord God. And we're so thankful for your engaging in the families here, Lord. I pray that you have a place in every household, Lord. I pray that your Holy Spirit just land over every household and bring that peace and that loving relationship to the family unit, Lord, and that you restore the families here in Las Vegas, that we see the importance of everything that we bring to the table with our families, Lord God, and that we are able to submit and to love one another. Does anybody want to take over for a little bit? Are we good? Okay, I guess I'm going to keep talking. My husband says I'm driving. It's okay, you look cute when you're driving too. Lord God, we want to pray for the judges in our city, Lord. We want to pray for judges at all levels, including the Nevada State Supreme Court, Lord, that they judge in wisdom, but not just earthly wisdom, but in godly wisdom, Lord, that even when it seems to go against whatever they think that they should be doing, Lord God, that they want to pray in wisdom and in truth according to your word, God. We pray that even if they had a thought to pray or to decide a case in one direction, Lord, but somehow there's something wrong with their earthly wisdom, Lord God, that they hear that still small voice and that you're able to correct their wisdom and to put them on the road to the godly way, Lord God. We pray for God on honoring courts on every level of the judicial system, a court system that honors family, that honors parental rights, that honors our ability to be able to raise our children, that honors God, and that honors truth and the distribution, the proper and appropriate distribution of justice, but also with grace and humility, Lord God. Next, we want to pray for Henderson. And this is actually really amazing because we are in the middle of Henderson right now as we're praying. So let's pray for Henderson Mayor Michelle Romero, Councilman James Seaback, Councilman Dan Sean, Councilwoman Carrie Cox, and Councilman Dan Stewart. That's the entire council there. Lord God, we pray for blessings over the city of Henderson, consistently one of the safest places to live. It gets a lot of really great promotion nationally, Lord God, and we pray that it continue to be a safe place that is good for families, Lord. We help uplift these folks as they are serving their city of Henderson, Lord God, and we ask you to keep it in a wonderful place, Lord God. We ask that they are prudent with the money that is brought into the city, Lord God, and that they continue to provide wonderful programs for their kids and for their families, Lord, and that it remain a good city for families. Lord, I want to pray again for the Clark County School District. I want to pray for the school board members. That's been a really crazy place, a really tough place. So, Lord, I want to pray that your Holy Spirit just reside in that room, Lord, as they're making decisions, as they're hearing the complaints of parents and families. And that can be really hard to hear that kind of criticism, Lord, that your Holy Spirit just come and be that healing salve for them, that they're able to operate in wisdom, Lord, that the decisions that they make are decisions that they're making for the children of this valley, Lord, that they bring promise and a future to the kids as they go to school and as they study in the Clark County school system. Lord God, those elected positions are so important for those kiddos and for the families here in Las Vegas. So I pray that you are present, Lord, and that you move in the hearts of the school board members, Lord, that you just find a place to reside in their hearts, Lord, that you stir up their hearts. I ask for a soft heart to the things of you, Lord God. Okay, I've got another thing for... and I think that we did pray for this, but I got a message just now that we need to pray for the rebellious hearts that we have against the things of God, Lord. I pray for myself anywhere that I am not walking in accordance to your will, Lord. I ask that you humble me and that you help me to submit to your will, Lord. And I pray that for everyone here in Las Vegas, all of us who have gone our own way, Lord, in every way that we're even slightly rebellious against your plan, Lord, I ask for you to be able to turn our hearts and our minds to you into full submission, Lord God, in preparation for our time with you in heaven, Lord. I ask that you teach us to literally wake up every morning and say, God, what's your plan for me today? What would you have me do today, Lord God, that we are in full submission with your plan, Lord. God, I pray for the university president and the regents, Lord. UNLV is, I don't know. You're navigating. My husband's asking which direction we're supposed to go, and he's navigating, so you navigate, dear. Lord God, I just want to pray then for the school board members, the university president, and the regents. UNLV is such a very powerful entity here in Las Vegas, and I pray that, Lord God, that you come and You reign in his heart, in the president's heart. You reign in the university regent's heart, Lord, that that Lord God, every time that they get together for a meeting, every time that they have opportunity to be before you, Lord God, I pray that you actually go before them and that you have opportunity, Lord, to stir up their hearts so that the university can come in alignment with God's way of thinking, with God's plan for everything, Lord God. We pray that you're able to do that for us now. We'll be rebellious against So Mariah is listening in, and she can't she's texting Caitlin to be able to get our prayer requests going on, but I can't see her, so I can't actually put on here. She wants us to pray for rebellious hearts for the Lord, that we would stand up against the world and be on fire for the Lord. Lord God, we pray that in Jesus' name, Lord, that our hearts would all be on fire for God, and that we would rebel against the world system for certain, that we would work against the ways of the world, Lord, and that we would come into full agreement with you in Jesus' name. Do we know where we're going? Okay. We do not know where we're going, but we're still circling the city. Lord God, we pray for our hearts to come into alignment with you, Lord, but not just into alignment, not in a gentle way, Lord, but in a way that brings fire and restoration, Lord, that brings your Holy Spirit, that just brings the fire of revival to this city, Lord God. People everywhere would be able to see from our submitted hearts, from our loving hearts towards the Father. They would look at Las Vegas and go, wow, look at what's happening in Las Vegas. Surely that's the Lord. And we pray that that would happen in Jesus' name. Lord, I want to pray for our state senators and our assembly representatives. Are we turning around and hopping back on? Okay. I pray for our state senators and our assembly representatives, Lord God, that they stand up in fervency to be able to ensure that your influence is seen in the state senate and in the state assembly, Lord God, that that Lord, you would be able to work in the many lives of those people who are making laws on our behalf. Mariah wants us to pray as well, Lord, that we take bets on the Lord and not on the world or the casinos, Lord, that you're a better bet and that you're the winner every time, that you would change the snares of the enemy to be changed into the embrace of the Lord, so that nothing can come against the people here in Las Vegas. Lord, have a supernatural protection for them, Lord, that they're able to see the plot and the plan of the enemy, and that they see it clearly, and suddenly they want to change directions. They want to be with you, Lord. Let them hear that still small voice, Lord. And yeah, let us, you know, if we're going to take bets, let's take bets on the Lord, and let's take bets on you, Lord, and not on the world, Lord, and not on the casinos. That's a excellent word, Lord God. We praise that, and we claim it in Jesus' name. I want to pray for the schools. CCSD, Clark County School District, has so much influence on our children and on our next generation. So I'm going to pray for the schools, Lord, that inside the walls of the schools, Lord, there are Christian teachers. I know there are Christian teachers or Christian substitutes. I just met a couple of them today. Good, godly people who have given their lives to be able to influence the next generation and love on the next generation of children. Lord God, I pray for them to all have opportunities to be able to bring your Holy Spirit, to be able to bring your word to this next generation of children, Lord God. I pray for them to be able to just have little windows where not only are they ambassadors of Christ because of their goodness and their good attitude and their love for Jesus, they may be the only Jesus that these kids see. So, Lord, I pray that we're all good representatives there, Lord, but I also pray that that you just give them little places, little opportunities where they can stand up for their faith, and so that they can so that the kids will know that in this valley of Las Vegas, there is a God, and it's you. For your name's sake, Lord, we pray. We pray for our private schools. We pray for our public schools. We pray for our charter schools, and we pray for our homeschool population here in Las Vegas. That is my kids. I don't know if I can get 30 minutes. Okay. My husband just showed me that I'm supposed to pray solo for another 32 minutes, and I'm like on my last page of notes here. So, Lord God, I just want to continue to pray, Lord, for our private schools, Lord God, that there's opportunity for them to be able to know you, Lord, that they can speak freely about God in a lot of the private schools, Lord, and that they have a fire for that, Lord. It's really important in private schools, Lord, that each teacher know you personally. What? I thought my daughter was adding to the prayer. She was pointing out at Dutch Bros. Lord God, I want to pray that in those private schools, those teachers know you and know you deeply, that they have a passion and a love for you, God. I can't think of a harder scenario than a teacher trying to express the love of Jesus that they don't know Jesus. So I pray that within those walls of the private schools where they can talk about Jesus, Lord, that they know you. And within the walls of the private schools that aren't centered on you, Lord, that each teacher just be stirred up by your Holy Spirit and begin to have a personal relationship with you, Lord. That wherever a student encounters a teacher, that they encounter a godly influence, Lord. I ask for a call of repentance for those educators who have rebelled against you, Lord God, that they come into alignment with you, Lord, that they know you, that they meet you now if they've been in rebellion, whether they're in public school or private school or charter school, Lord, that they, or even like homeschool families, Lord, that those who are educating the next generation come into a holy moment where they know you, Lord, and where they're acknowledging you, and, Lord, where they're ready to stop resisting you, Lord, and to start following you in Jesus' name, I pray this. Lord, I pray for the principals of each of the schools, Lord, that they have godly wisdom and discernment, Lord, that they learn how to be able to bring the kids in their school into a place where they learn submission to authority so that they can learn to submit to your authority someday, God. Heavenly Father, I pray that the vice principals, the guidance counselors, those middle leadership people learn to find a new way to communicate with those students that help the students to be able to submit to you. Lord, even things that are just things that we've always said to kids, like, what do you want to be when you grow up, Lord? That we change our thinking, Lord, to what is God calling me to be as I grow up? Lord, how have you called me to be, and how have you called me to act and behave, Lord God, so that the teachers are able to be able to work with the students in order to learn to submit to the Lord and not just to submit to our own selfish desires, Lord God. I pray for the students as they go in. If I could pray over every locker of every student in every classroom, I would, Lord God. But as they come back to school, I know it's the last 2 weeks of school, Lord, give them the discipline and the humility to be able to behave for the last couple of weeks of school and not to drive those poor teachers crazy, Lord. But then I ask, Lord, that they each get an opportunity to meet you, Lord. Open up doors, open up locker doors, open up classroom doors, open up opportunities for them to have a genuine experience with you, Jesus. That it may be true that the laws of men have kicked you out of school, but nothing can keep your Holy Spirit out of any building or any room, Lord. So I ask that you descend into those classrooms and that you meet those students where they're at, Lord God, that you work in power and operate in power, Lord God, that where their textbooks may refute your existence, Lord God, that your evidence ring clear as day, that there's no way that they can deny your creation, Lord God, that there's no way that they can deny your Holy Spirit, Lord God, that they are able to truly say that the God of the universe met me here in this school, and there was nothing that man could do to keep him out. Lord God, I pray for the generalized staff, Lord. I pray for the hall monitors, and I pray for the maintenance people, and I pray for the lunch ladies, Lord God. All of the staff, the secretaries, all of the staff members of the school that keep everything running, the ones that people forget, the ones that people don't think about, I pray for those people, Lord, that they just know you and that they serve with a holy love of you, Lord, and that they're able to reach and touch so many of the kids that are in the school, Lord. I ask that your Holy Spirit just come upon them now with a fresh anointing. Sometimes the greatest wisdom comes from those folks who just come in and have a heart to humbly serve. So, Lord, I ask in your name that you're able to do that for them in Jesus' name. Lord God, I want to turn our attention to the part of our city which we haven't really prayed over yet, and it's probably the most obvious part of the city to pray over, and that is the Strip, the entertainment industry, and the influencers in our town, Lord God. There are influential people that we haven't named, and most of them we don't know their names. They're the people who have money behind the casino industry, money behind the sex service industry, money behind the sex slave industry, Lord God. And we pray that you break those things in Jesus' name. We bind them and we cast them out. Lord God, we pray that hearts are changed. We pray for people who are in places of power and influence who have done a great deal of evil in your sight, Lord God. But we pray that you come and you redeem them and you renew them and you restore them and you bring them to a new place where they want to take all of the power and influence that they've had and serve you, Father God. We pray that you will come and just bring your Holy Spirit to stir in their hearts, Lord God, where their hearts may have been hardened against you and against the gospel and against all of the things that you stood for, Lord God. I pray that now is the time when they're ready to submit fully into your Holy Spirit and submit fully to do the things that you've asked them to do, Lord God. I know that you call everyone, and that means that you call the good and the evil, that you call those who, like we all have a little good and evil in us. So, like, Lord, I pray that you break through, like as if they were the Apostle Paul, who was even chasing and killing Christians. Lord, I pray that you go and just grab at the hearts and minds of all the people who are running this underbelly of the city, Lord God. I pray that they use their influence to influence for you, Lord God. I pray for the entire population of people who live under the city. There's a homeless population here in Las Vegas that they deserve prayer, and there's a bunch of them that happen to live under the city in all of the washes. Lord God, I pray that they would meet you, Lord. We break the spirit of drug addiction and alcohol addiction. In Jesus' name, we cast that out. And, Lord, we ask that you soften their hearts to you, Lord. There is a spirit of independence and a spirit of rebellion that goes along with that lifestyle, Lord. And we pray against that in Jesus' name. We ask, Lord, that you would do a good work in being able to restore them, Father God. We pray for the service industry. We pray for every single person who serves in any capacity in the service industry, in our tourist industry. That's a lot of people in this city, Lord. We pray that, Lord, you stir up your spirit in them, Lord, that they're able to serve the people that they serve with the heart of Jesus and with the hands and feet of Jesus, Lord God, that they're able to touch one another with your Holy Spirit and your holy love, Lord. For those of them who do not know you, it's as if we're dealing with a microcosm of the world here in Las Vegas. So many people have come from so many different places to serve and to work on the Strip, Lord God. And we ask that those people are able to come and to do good things and to do good work for you here, Heavenly Father, Lord, that those who have come from places where you're not widely known, Lord, that they become one with you and that they know you, Lord, that they're able to bring the Holy Spirit and the knowledge of the gospel back to their families, back to their home countries, Lord, that they are the first generation, that the idolatry and the rebellion stop with them, Lord God, and that we bring everybody in submission obedience to you, Lord, Lord God. Jesus, we pray that you would touch every single one of them, Lord, that their heart's intention is to follow you, Lord, in everything that they do, God. Lord, I want to take some special time to pray for those in the adult industry. I want to be cautious because my 11-year-old's in the back seat. But, Lord God, I want to pray for those ladies and the gentlemen who are trapped in the adult industry. Lord God, I pray that you renew hope in their hearts, Lord God, that you bring them to an understanding that there's more in store for them, Lord God, that there's something that you have that you want to share for them, that there is a hope and a future for them outside of what they're doing, Lord God, and that you give them the power, the strength, and the boldness to be able to step away, Lord, that you're able to become the husband to the one who doesn't have the husband, Lord God, that you're able to protect them and to preserve them, Lord God, that if any evil has been done in the sight of you, Lord God, that you can forgive it, Lord, that there's nothing that makes them too far gone for your spirit, Lord, and that you will continue to bring them back to you, Lord, in your power, in your presence, Lord God. Does anybody want to pray for a little bit? Cross? Quick prayer?
Sure. Lord God, we just pray that Las Vegas would know you and that we would be strong and know your word. And that everyone who runs the city will know you, Lord, and that we'll all be brought into the new creation with you. Amen.
Lord God, we're so thankful that we have the opportunity to come before you again and continue to lift up our city in prayer. I'm going to check in. I've got someone new on the line, and let's see what they have to offer. Phone number ending in 4455. I don't have your name. Would you like to introduce yourself and help us pray?
Oh, I think you know us. But,
oh, hey.
Yes, we're joining in. Yeah, we're back.
Oh, good. Okay, so you got disconnected and you're back. Fantastic. Oh, did you guys want to pray for us for a little bit?
Yes, yes. We want to join you in praying for repentance for the city. I was, as you were praying, Felicia, I thought about Nineveh. You know how Jonah did not believe God could do such a mighty work in such a wicked city, but he did. And, you know, like Nineveh, we want to, you know, lift up, you know, Las Vegas to believe that, you know, God can work a mighty work and, you know, even in Las Vegas. Praise God.
Praise God. That's an anointed word right there, because on the way in to this prayer meeting, actually, that was what was weighing heavily on my heart, was that it was like Nineveh. And I feel like our city is in touch with the 100-foot pole that they think that it's too far gone, and we want to see God move. I don't want to pay for my sins. I don't want to see the rest of Las Vegas pay for their sins. Jesus already paid for everyone's sins. So I pray that there's repentance for every single person that's in Las Vegas, Lord, that it's Grace City, not Sin City, Lord, that where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. Lord, I pray in confidence that you can do this. Amen, amen. And I'll sit back again and let you go ahead and keep going.
Yeah, we're almost home.
Okay, good. We were just laughing because we saw that the map said another 20 minutes, and I'm like, oh, my. All right. Praise God. Did you want to say something, babe? Go ahead.
Lord.
Yes.
Let me find my park. Sorry.
That's okay.
I'm going to drive here.
You want to make sure that you're driving right.
Keep changing the... Lord, just thank you for the city of Las Vegas. And to some people, it may represent Sin City, but to others, it represents a second chance, a chance to be born again and to find a new life. I never would have thought that... if you would have told me 20 years ago that I was going to move here, and live this life that I'm living, I would have thought you're out of your mind and you're crazy. And I'm just so thankful that God sees fit to carry out his plan in our lives other than us, you know, what we think we're going to do and what we think is a better plan. And when we're humble enough and faithful enough to carry out and do his will, it's amazing what can happen. Not saying that we always are perfect by any means. We definitely always need Jesus every minute, every hour. But he always knows what's best for us. And I'm just very thankful to live in Las Vegas and to be in a city of opportunity, and just to realize that opportunity comes from the Lord. And, you know, and to be in a city that people would see as a town full of debauchery, we can turn it around and, you know, and be a testimony for his sake and for him, rather than representing what people think the city is. When they meet us and they meet Christians that are born again, they can see a different side of the city, and they can see people who represent you, Lord, in that, you know, have the opportunity to know that Las Vegas isn't always just Las Vegas Boulevard. And although that's a huge attraction as to why people come here, there's also other parts of our town and our city, and that we basically, you know, can show them, just like the difference between going the beauty of Red Rock Canyon compared to Las Vegas Boulevard and the city and the neon lights and everything, and you know, the beauty of nature. There's no comparison to how majestic that is, and that's kind of how I see your love, Lord, and how I see your beauty is the majesticness of it, and how we're always constantly learning and finding what love really is and what it really means day by day. And we're so thankful to get to serve you, Lord God. And I know we fall short often, and but we always have to have that opportunity to come before you and ask for your forgiveness. And you teach us what love really means. And for a lot of us that grew up, myself included, grew up rough as a kid and didn't have, you know, the examples that some may have had in our lives, you know, it's a refreshing to know what the definition of love is really in Scripture, and it points us in that direction. And it's very selfless, and it's not about us. And we have to always learn all the time in our culture that we are in, and the city that we're in. Very much, the world will tell us, you know. And if anyone knows about what it's like to be in the world as a person of faith in this city, for sure, it's all up in our face all the time. And you know, there's always these, you know, these things that show us, well, the world will tell us to live this way, and this is what success means. And God is completely 180 degrees and will tell you, well, you know, that's not what success really is, because at the end of the day, all those things are meaningless. And you can have wealth and you can have all these material things, but none of it means anything if you don't have love, and if you're not loved. And, you know, so we're so thankful for, you know, for that opportunity of every single day to come before you, Lord, and to ask for your forgiveness, and to be able to have new opportunities every day to worship you and to serve you. And we're so thankful for your grace that we need mightily every single day, in order to have that feeling of being brand new every single day, to be given that grace that we so desperately need every single day, Lord God. We're so thankful, and we thank you for putting us here, and thankful for having the opportunity to be in this city and to serve you in this city, to you know, to be a shining light for you and represent you. You know, I know that we don't always sometimes we kind of fall short, and our shining light seems more like a flicker in a candle. And you know, but you know, we know that as long as there's a flicker, there's a chance, and there's a hope to be some sort of light to someone that they may need in that moment. And we're so thankful to be able to worship you, God, as a person, as an artist myself, to be able to worship you and create songs for you, and to be used by you, and to point people in the direction of you, and what it really means to live life, to not just be alive, but to live. And we're so thankful for everything you've done for us, God. We thank you for our brothers and sisters in Christ. And I thank you for our friends that are listening to this this podcast. And we're so thankful for the people that are serving you and who are faithful servants, Lord God, that are about you and are an army for you, God, that are ready to serve at any given notice. We're so thankful for the people that are the hands and feet of Jesus, not the ones that just talk a big game and say that they're about something and that they live this life, but the people who actually do it, people who are actually the hands and feet of Jesus and are actually out there and working to serve you, Lord God, and to improve people's lives through your gospel. And we thank you so much for everything you've done for us. Amen.
Does anybody else want to have a chance to pray before we're all done?
Yeah, Felicia? Yeah, this is Sharon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi there.
Joe was talking about the Las Vegas Boulevard. I just wanted to pray for the casino workers because I used to work in casinos. This was in 1987. I was working on the strip area, the casino, and a young man witnessed to me and invited me to church. And I gave my life to the Lord while I was working in the casino there in the environment. And I just want to pray right now, Lord God, I pray for all the casino workers, Lord. God, it's hard for them to get to church. It's hard for them to study and get to know you, Lord. It's just a crazy environment, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you make a way for them, make a way for them to get to church, to learn about your word, even if it's a Bible study, Lord. God, they love you. They're looking for answers. They need answers, Lord God, just like the rest of the world. They're looking for answers, Lord, and you are the answer. You are the way, the truth, and the life, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord. Just touch them, Holy Spirit. Just reveal your life to them tonight, Lord. Reveal your life. Reveal your love to them. God, just brush over those casinos, Lord, and just help them, Lord. Give them the light. Give them the truth, Lord. We thank you, and we praise your mighty name. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. I agree with you on that.
Thank you. Thank you for that opportunity.
Thank you. Do we have any more prayers coming? Anybody? All right. Well, I'll go ahead and wrap us up then, just as we're just kind of on the final leg here. As we're creeping up on our final destination, Lord God, I just want to thank you so much for all the prayers that have been prayed today, Lord. Such faithful people who have come and partnered with us and loved on you and loved on this city, Lord God. And I just pray that you just bring a spirit of motherhood and fatherhood to the city, Lord, that we're blessed to know you. We are blessed to have the knowledge of the one true God and of Jesus and of salvation, Lord, and that just like a parent just aches for their child to know you more, that we ache for our fellow Las Vegans, that we ache for our valley to know you and serve you, Lord. I pray for the prosperity of this city, Lord. As we're praying for all the sin to go away, Lord, we acknowledge that that means that a lot of industries that are already here have to fall, Lord. So I pray, God, that you provide for this city, that you bring new industries in to replace those industries that are full of wretchedness and sin and darkness, Lord, that you cast those things out, but that you bring something in its place, that you don't leave Las Vegas a desolate place, but that you bring it to your design. Lord, I know that somewhere there was a plan, a master plan that you had for Las Vegas. It wasn't meant to be a place of darkness, just like the world wasn't meant to be in sin and brokenness, Lord God. I know that there is a plan that you had for Las Vegas, a plan to prosper it and to give it a hope and a future, Lord God. And so I pray that you enact that plan, Lord, that we're able to partner with you as you bring that plan to fruition, Lord God, that you make it evident and clear what it was that you had envisioned for the city to begin with, Lord God, and that plan is made to come in and prosper and to be the new way
that Las Vegas is perceived and seen for the world. Let it continue to be famous, but let it continue to be famous for you, God, and not for debauchery and not for sin, Lord God, but that you bring prosperity, that you bring wealth, that you bring all of the wonder that we need in this city once the sin is cast out, Lord. We know that sin is not the only way to be able to do things in Las Vegas. This was not the way that you had it planned, Lord God, and so we believe in your truth, Lord God, that at some point, Holy Father, that you will be able to bring a newness of life to this city in Jesus' name. And I think at this point, everybody's dropping off, so I'm going to go ahead. We're right at the cusp, at the end of our prayer service. We've done a full circle in Las Vegas. That took about an hour and 15 minutes of solid prayer. And so, Lord God, I thank you for this opportunity. I want to thank Proof Negative for donating the radio time for this prayer for Las Vegas. It was wonderful being able to partner with you in prayer. I will try to save this to podcast for anybody who wants to drive around the city on their own. We want to bless you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Bye, guys.